the Klawak Chieftain boys squad dominated by juniors this year. Mason Hoppe, Michael Kennedy, Sterling Carl, Silas Makaseya, Moses Galaxinov, Kobe Edenshaw, Trey Marvin, May Diaki, Blaze Dilts, Kevin Isaacs, and Xavier Edenshaw round out that group. Not all of them juniors, this first four. Junior and sophomore laden squad in Klawak, and they are a talented bunch. They're big. They've got a transfer guard that is a dynamic player, and we're looking forward to seeing this test for the Skagway Panthers. Now, the Panthers just got off of a stint in Heidelberg, had a couple of rough games in Heidelberg. There was a long trip in night number one, and then some injuries in night number two that proved very difficult for Skagway to overcome. And, you know, Skagway plays hard all the time. They are led by their point guard, Kota Shindo, this year. He is a junior, and he is a foreign exchange student from Japan, and if you guys have not had the opportunity to see Kota play yet, oh boy, he is an exciting player with all sorts of ball handling skills and a dynamic three-point shot as well. Also on the squad this year are their juniors, Colton Belial and Alex Ackerman. Into the sophomore ranks, Stephen McKnight, Micah Cook, and then our freshman, Wyatt Belial, Danny Brady, and T.J. Dormito. The boys this year are coached by Scott Lesh. The Klawak Chieftains this year are coached by Doug Edenshaw. Talking with Scott Lesh, his report on Danny Brady's and his little brother's ankle is that Danny's going to give it a shot. He might not start tonight. That was a game-time decision. It's heavily taped. He seemed to be moving around on it pretty well throughout the day today. And if you got to tune into that last game, night before last, you'll know that when Danny Brady was out of the game for the Panthers, it proved very difficult for the Panthers to get the ball inbound. Danny Brady is a big part of their guard play. He and Kota Shindo team up to get that ball up the court and against some full-court pressure from the Warriors. It proved disastrous when Danny Brady went out of the game in the third quarter. Skagway had that game, you know, within reach at the half. And Brady came out, couldn't play in the third quarter. And the Warriors put 30 points up in that third quarter. And that was just that was the ball game. 30 points in the third quarter. I mean, if you put four of those together, that's a 120-point game. Nothing Skagway could do to come back from that. And it was just their ineffectiveness at getting the ball up over half court that led to that sort of big quarter for Heidelberg. We're hoping, and certainly these are things that were addressed in the day off by Coach Scott Lesh. We're hoping that Danny Brady's able to go significant minutes tonight. He's not going to start. Starting tonight, Colton Belial, Alex Ackerman, Kota Shindo, Stephen McKnight, and Micah Cook. And we are just about set for tip-off. Ball is up and won by the Chieftains. Chieftains guard number 00, Nate Yockey, gets it quickly over to Trey Marvin, whose shot is up. No good. Rebound put back by Kobe Edenshaw, another sophomore, is up and good. And a quick turnover by Skagway leads to an easy basket by Trey Marvin. And Skagway's got to be careful with the basketball here. Kota Shindo now has the ball. He's working against three players from the Chieftains. Alex Ackerman tries a long pass down to Stephen McKnight, unable to connect, out of bounds. And Skagway's got to settle down quickly. And they don't want this to get out of hand at all. Bringing the ball up for the Chieftains. Yockey gets it over on the side to Trey Marvin. Stolen by Kota Shindo, and Skagway dressed in their away royal blue and gold with white trim. The Chieftains in their home white. Kota Shindo launches up a three-point bomb, no good. Fight for the rebound, pulled down by Nate Yockey for the Chieftains, and he's going to bring the ball up himself. He's left open. He's going to take an 18-foot jump shot, no good. Stephen McKnight there for the rebound. Gets it over to Kota Shindo. 6:52 to go, 4-0. If you're just joining us, the quick scores by Kloak on the left to Colton Bilal, gets it back up top to Coda. Coda gets it over to Alex Ackerman, back up top to Coda Shindo. Skagway going from right to left across your headphone set this evening. Coda Shindo on the right-hand side of the court, blows by his defender, up with a left hand and a reverse, and an absolute Coda Shindo. What a play. Baseline drive. A little bit reminiscent of his numbers more famous player, Michael Jordan, on that play. Absolutely beautiful play. Now the ball came down into the forecourt, knocked out of bounds by Shindo, and the Chieftains will have the ball underneath the Skagway basket. Quickly out to Yawkey. Yawkey's shot up and no good. Rebound, however, comes back down into the hands of the Chieftains. Yawkey has it out top. He works it. Skip pass over to Trey Marvin. Trey Marvin drives into the lane, stripped away, picked up by Coda Shindo. Coda Shindo on the right-hand side of the court wants to use a pick by Alex Ackerman. Comes through, dribbles the ball, reversed through his leg, comes around, gets it over to Colton Belisle, who wants a jump shot from the foul line. No good. Partially blocked that ball. Mason Hoppe comes down with the ball. Coda Shindo almost feels it, but uses his foot to do it, and that's a kick. Ball will go back to the Chieftains. That's going to be underneath the Skagway basket. Danny Brady checks in now for Skagway, and they've got too many men on the court. Stephen McKnight is trying to get off the court, but he's a little confused. Whistles, and it looks like we're going to get a technical foul on Skagway as poor communication from Danny Brady to Stephen McKnight led to Stephen McKnight staying on the court. And they're not going to give him a warning. They're just going to go straight to the technical foul. And that's how it'll be tonight. We've seen both of these officials here already during our trip on Prince of Wales Island. Mason Hoppe to take the shot. No good on his first attempt from the free throw line. So because of the technical foul, they'll get two shots and the ball. Mason Hoppe's second shot. Knocked it down. 5-2 the score. Chieftains up over the Panthers. Now the Chieftains will get the ball at half court. Yawkey to inbound the ball. Gets it over to Marvin. Marvin back to Yawkey. Yawkey wants to direct traffic a little bit. Skagway in a bit of a pressure style. 2-1-2 zone. Shot goes up from the corner. The left corner by Trey Marvin. Knocks it down. A dynamic sophomore and a terrific player. Quickly, Coach Shindo gets the ball up into the forecourt to Colton Bilal. Colton Bilal answers with a two-point bucket of his own, a 17-foot jump shot from the right hash. Not hash, but elbow anyway. Yawkey gets the ball, top of the court, over to Trey Marvin. And a jump shot goes up and in by Michael Kennedy, one of the juniors in the squad. 10-4 now the score. The Chieftains up over Skagway. And Coda Shindo is dancing through Chieftains on his way up into the forecourt. Gets the ball over on the right to Colton Belisle. Another jump shot by Colton Belisle off glass and in from 15 feet. And Skagway seems to have found a little room to work on the offensive end. Brady guarding the ball out top. And another three-point bomb put up by this time. Sterling Carl, no good. Rebound comes down into the hands of the Chieftains. It is Mason Hoppe with the ball. Gets it back out top to Yawkey. Yawkey wants to work over on the left-hand side. Skip pass. It comes across to Kobe Evenshaw. Kobe Evenshaw gets it back over to Yawkey. Yawkey wants to work on Danny Brady. Yawkey free up at the top of the key. Gets it down to Mason Hoppe on the right-hand side. And the Chieftains are working the ball well around the perimeter. Setting up an easy look by Trey Marvin at three, but he doesn't get it. It rims out. Rebound comes down, however, to Michael Kennedy. His putback is good for 6 to score quickly in 4. Skagway. A little pressure by the Chieftains. Forces a turnover in the half-court area, and ball goes back to the Chieftains quickly. Shot up and no good by Kloak. Rebound. Down into the hands of Damon Brady by Colton Belisle. Now quickly up into the forecourt to Alex Ackerman, whose shot goes up and over the backboard. The travel on Alex was not called, and neither was the foul, as his shot was manipulated by the defense and went up and over. So that was a good set of no calls by the official. Oh, they're going to call it a tip. And so it will be Skagway basketball. Quickly into Coda. Coda's three-point shot from the left hash, no good. And quickly into the Chieftains' hands. And the Chieftains bring it quickly up into the forecourt and work the ball around the perimeter. Shot by Kobe Edenshaw, no good. But we've got some sort of action on the baseline. And it looks like it's push on the Chieftains. Skagway will get the basketball. 12-6-3, 15 left to go here in the first quarter. Alex Ackerman inbound the ball for Skagway. Gives it over to Coda Shindo. Coda Shindo blows by two defenders. Has four defenders on him and doesn't see anybody open underneath the basket. Unfortunately, Skagway. And instead brings it up and is going to set up the offense. He just blew by four different Chieftain defenders. Gets it over to Colton Bilal. Colton's feeling the hot hand. Puts up a shot. No good. Mike Cook for the rebound. Up shot. No good. Rebound comes down into the hands of Nate Yockey. Yockey brings over the half court. Wants to work over on the left-hand side against Ackerman. Pulls a double team, which left Kobe Edenshaw open, but Edenshaw unable to catch the pass. Tipped out of bounds by Skagway. It will be Chieftain's basketball underneath the Skagway basket. Right side extended. Quickly the ball into Yockey. Yockey gets the ball over to Trey Marvin. Trey Marvin working into the middle of the court. Back out top to Edenshaw. Back over to Yockey. Yockey shot up. No good. Missed badly, but rebounded by Mason Hoppe. Quickly Edenshaw on a putback attempt. Up and in. Another bucket for the Chieftains. And Colton Belisle trying to take the ball up into the forecourt. Oh, that was some interesting action. Colton Belisle stripped of the ball, got it, slid with it, and as he had possession, Coach Scott Lash called a timeout to maintain possession for the Skagway Panthers. We've got a 14-6 score. And Skagway looks like they've got something figured out offensively. They've worked on their press break in the last 2 days off, and it looks like Coda Shindo is the featured ball handler in their press break. Good to have Danny Brady up and quite mobile on that ankle. Looks like it wasn't a bad sprain after all. It looked like it was going to be devastating for the Panthers for the rest of this road trip. They have a game tonight. They got a game tomorrow night. And then two more games after that over in Thorne Bay. That would have been tough road to hoe without your second guard. So Skagway has the ball now in the forecourt. Colton Belisle working the ball around. Gets it over to Coda. Shindo wants to get a shot up. Does get a shot up. Misses everything. And rebound is saved underneath his own basket. Probably a risky maneuver by Trey Marvin, but it leads to a fast break for the Chieftains. And up and in is the shot by Nate Yockey. 16-6 now the score. Coda Shindo gets the ball up to Alex Ackerman. Alex Ackerman brings it down. And falls down as the ball is ripped out of his hands. Looked like he hit his head, but not badly this time around, luckily. We've seen Alex hit his head hard earlier in the season. But luckily this time around, not so bad. He winced a little and got back up. He's fine. So ball comes into the hands of Colton Belisle. Colton Belisle's going to do a lot of the ball handling here for Skagway tonight as they're trying to work Coda Shindo off of a pick or two to get him open and in space for a bucket. Danny Brady blows by his defender. But Micah Cook does not roll to the hoop. However, the Chieftains save the ball underneath their own basket. A big no-no in the world of basketball, and he saved it right by Micah Cook, who plays it in for two. 8 now the score. And we cut that lead to 8. A quick shot up by Michael Kennedy. No good. Rebound comes down to the hands of Jason Hoppe. Back out top to Yockey. Working the ball on the right-hand side against Danny Brady. Danny Brady, a little inside-out action by the Chieftains down into the post, right back out. Trey Marvin brings the ball into the hoop, gets it out to Yockey. Yockey's shot up, no good. Gets his own rebound, puts it up and in. And you've got to put a body on Nick Yockey. He is a sophomore, and he is a dynamic player. He's that transfer student that has come in and had such an impact with this program. Coda Shindo launches up another three-point bomb, and no good, off glass, heavily defended, and not the kind of open look that is almost automatic when Coda gets it, but when he is defended, it's a little riskier of a shot. We'd love to see him get some open looks tonight. About 18 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Score is 18-8, and the Chieftains are content to settle for one shot. Alex Ackerman out harassing the ball all over the court. Yawkey has it up at three-point land. They leave him alone. He throws it up. No good. Rebound comes down into the hall. Boy, into the hands of Michael Kennedy, who catches it. And before he lands, throws it back up to beat the clock. Knocks down a shot from just inside the free throw line. 20-8 is the score. Skagway needed a more effective box out that time and didn't get it. Michael Kennedy, though, with a little bit of a circus shot. Beautiful job by the Kowak Chieftains to work the clock down until about 6 seconds left to go. And, you know, you get a shot up there, you got a chance for an offensive rebound, and that's about it. And they did a masterful job of making sure that worked. That is something that the Skagway Panther teams should and will get better at. Haven't quite mastered that yet, the last shot of the quarter.